I'm with Alex Dowsett from Movistar. Alex, just wanted to ask you a little bit about how you felt your 2013 season has gone and what you're looking forward to for 2014.
My boss summed up my 2013 season quite well. I think he said it was 60% bad, 40% good, but the 40% good was pretty bloody good. So I was very happy with the Giro. I was happy with Nationals, everything else. I was happy with my early season kind of things like Terreno Adriatico and whatnot. But then the end of the season, I just had a lot of bad luck, crashes, illness, injuries, like just crashes and illnesses. But yeah, I knew, which is a pity because in my training time trials, I was knocking out higher watts than I was around the Giro. So I was really, really excited about World Championships and I just got sick. And that was, whereas I should have been averaging 420, 430 watts, it was 350. So that was really disappointing. But I think, I showed last year what I'm capable of. And I think, to win the Giro stage and then back it up with a win, like my third consecutive win in Nationals following a crash after 6K, I think, shows that in the time trial, it showed to everyone else, but it showed to me as well that that's where I'm at now. And this year coming up, it's a big one. It's basically, it's all about the Tour de France for me. Firstly, getting selected, it's no mean feat. Movistar are officially the best team in the world, so getting a place on the biggest race in the best team in the world isn't easy. And then, I don't want to just go there and ride around. They're not going to take me there just because the race starts in England and I'm a Brit on the team. That's not going to be the case. I've got to earn my place. So I'm, and I've been training well. I'm happy with where I'm at and I'm looking forward to it. Kind of, right? Don't get me wrong, I'm shit scared of it, but I'm looking forward to the challenge.
I have to say, when I saw that you had re-signed for Movistar, I was thrilled to bits because I've followed you over the years you've been riding and to see what happened last year and what opportunities you've got this year. Yeah. I was just absolutely thrilled to bits.
I signed a two-year contract to start with, so I was always going to be with Movistar for 2 years. I'm up for contract end of this year, so I'm happy as Larry with Movistar. They're a fantastic team. They look after the Spanish are an absolutely lovely race. A lovely nation, friendly, super positive mental attitude. I'm happy.
And how's your Spanish come on then?
I'm having lessons when I'm in England, Essex. It's difficult. It's difficult to learn when you don't have to learn. Like I do have to learn in the team. If I lived in Spain, then that'd be like you're in a sort of fight or flight situation, so you have to learn the lingo. I don't live in Spain. I don't really want to live in Spain because I think living in England suits me. So it is improving. I can understand, like, with it in a cycling conversation, I can understand a lot. I can speak a bit. It's not easy though. I mean, it's like just structures of it. It is a different language, but structures and everything. You got to know if, like, say we're talking about the velodrome, you have to know if the velodrome's a man or a woman.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Then everything changes accordingly.
Yeah.
So, they say English is hard to learn. I respectfully disagree. English was a piece of cake for me.
But do you think that is in some ways because in England we don't necessarily learn all the grammar and all the way that in years gone by we'd have been taught in Latin, parsing the subjunctive and all that sort of rubbish? And
probably, yeah. I mean, it is a completely different style, You have to. It's not a case of just learning the dictionary. You have to learn a whole different way of speaking.
Yeah.
I'm getting there. Everything's in the present tense at the moment. Last week I am riding the track.
And then one final question, which I've been dying to ask actually, is what's so special about your favourite cafe in Essex?
Oh, the Blue Egg?
Yeah.
The food's all made on site. It's all homemade stuff. It's all good stuff. It's a bit like Nando's. You can go in there and eat crap if you want to, but quite often I'll get up, I'll ride I think it was Miller once made a comment, I didn't go up a hill very fast, he's like, have you been spending too much time in the Blue Egg? But most of the time I'll get up early, it's 20 miles from my house, so I'll ride there without breakfast,
yep.
He'll make me a bowl of porridge,
yep.
And the guy, the owner's Scottish, so it's a good bowl of porridge, and then I'll carry on training, so it's, they look after me basically, and it's a friendly atmosphere, and it's just it's good food.
And so training in Essex, which from my recollection is pretty flat, how do you make sure you're going to, or how are you going to prepare for the hills that are forthcoming in the tour?
I am going to be getting myself abroad, pretty much all with the holiday company I part own, yourbiketravel.com. So I'll be heading out to Alicante. I'm going out there next week, Alicante, for 10 days, sort of exposing myself to mountains. Climbing, practice helps, but climbing, a lot of it's just simply power to weight ratio. I've got a lot of power. I've also got a lot of weight. It's not necessarily fat. It isn't fat, and I'm quite slim. It's mostly muscle, so it's something that we'll have to maybe address in years to come, but for now I want to focus on the time trialing, and I can get through a Grand Tour, so I can get through a Giro. Whether I can get to a Tour de France, I'll tell you in July.
Yeah, excellent. And how's your holiday, the cycling holiday business coming along? Is that, because that's relatively new?
Yeah, we're really new. We had our first camp in October, which is kind of like a fun end of season camp. There wasn't a huge amount of bike riding. There was a lot of sort of sitting by the pool, chilling out, a few beers, a nice atmosphere. But come sort of camps in February and stuff, that's when it'll get a bit more serious. You know, I'll be there a little bit as well. I like group rides, so I'll be going out with anyone that signs up. And then, so it's basically, it's been going well.
Excellent. We're good.
I think it's an exciting. I just get a lot of satisfaction out of people coming out, getting a lot from there.
Yes.
Week there, and if a training camp isn't what people want as well, we do like just an accommodation thing, and we got Gareth Stonia, who's the boss. He's gone out, ridden a load of routes, uploaded them to Garmin. So if you go out with a Garmin, you can upload routes onto your Garmin. Whether you want a flat route, hilly route, scenic route, whatever, you can sort of cater for that, but you can go do your own thing. It's well priced as well.
Yeah. Excellent. Alex, thank you so much for your time. And I wish you all the best for the coming season.
Thanks very much.
And I wish you all the best with the business venture as well.
Cool, thank you.
Okay, cheers.